ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav Hashalom.
Avodah Zarah Daf Memtes. The Mishnah on Memches Avodah brings down Zarah Tachteh Yerakos Yibayis HaKshamim. That one may plant Yibayis HaKshamim. A person can plant under a Asherah tree, even though the Asherah tree is Aser Ba'anah. But since Yibayis HaKshamim, a tree, the shade of a tree, just mazik the Yerakos, because you want the sun, Yibayis HaKshamim, you want the sun, so therefore it's put to plant under it. Avoloi Yibayis HaKshamim, during the winter, during the summer, where there's a lot of sun, and it could be mazik damage to the Yerakos, too much sun, it could dry them out. And the tzel is good for the Yerakos, therefore the Halacha is us to plant under it, because you're being nene from the Asherah. Reb Yesi Omer, that no, Yibayis HaKshamim also to such halacha, Yibayis HaKshamim it's also aser. It's ein hanami, there's no anah from the tzel, from the shade of the tree, but there's anah when the leaves fall off the tree and they go into the ground and they could fertilize the ground and make the Yerakos grow better, therefore it's aser, Yibayis HaKshamim also. So the Gemara goes along and the Gemara says that l'chayr this machlekes, Reb Yesi and the Rabbanim, whether or not it's mutter to plant Yibayis HaKshamim under a shade tree, l'chayr is tali in the Yisaitis Tikashayla. That comes up in many places in Shas of Zev is Zeh Gerim. Is Zev is Zeh Gerim Mutter? Zev is Zeh Gerim Aser? When we have a Dover that's Aser Ba'ano, and it creates something else. So if it created it on its own, so Allah is that it's Aser. It's Aser to have Ano from that thing that it created. Masha Enkein, if it creates it together with something else, if it's Zev is Zeh Gerim. So we have a Machlaikis, we have a Nidin in Shas. Is Zev is Zeh Gerim Mutter Aser? If it didn't create it on its own, it only helped something else create it. Two things were Gerim, something to happen. Is that thing become Aser Ba'anah when only one of the garmim were Aser Ba'anah? And the Gemara says that the Chayyar Reb Yesi that holds that it's Aser Yibayis HaKshamim is because he holds Zev Zeh Garim Aser. So even though the leaves that fell off and fertilized the field weren't the only things that made these Yerakos grow, we also, of course, needed the Karka. Afal Pikir Reb Yesi holds Aser because Hamia was a garmim. It was one of the garmim to help this happen. Mashekin the Rabbanon, that our Matir says to Gemara, they're going to hold Zev Zeh Garim Mutter. And the Gemara goes on to ask Kashis that L'chayr we find that Yesi and Rabbanon don't hold this way. Taisvis and Divrei HaMatzchah v'Rabbanon. Taisvis asks that how could the Gemara assume that the Pshat and the Rabbanon, the reason why the Rabbanon are matter, B'mayis HaKshamim, is because they hold Zev HaGerim is mutter, then why would they ask for B'mayis HaChamah? B'mayis HaChamah, Eirech HaNamin is Hanah from the Tzel, but that's only helping the karka, helping the Yerakos grow better together with the karka. The Yerakos can't just grow from tzel. They need also the karka to make them grow. And therefore, ask Taisus L'chayra, B'mayis HaChamah also at Zev Zeh Gerim. So why would, if there are button holes, Zev Zeh Gerim Mutter, why would they ask her B'mayis HaChamah? Says Taisus, you saw it in the Indian of Zev Zeh Gerim, that the whole hat of Zev Zeh Gerim is only when there's two garments working together as one to create something. They're both doing the same thing. They're both doing the same thing together to create, to cause the thing to be created. For example, in our Mishnah, in the Hechatim Tzav Yibayis HaKshamim, where Reb Yesi says that the leaves turn into Zevel, the Zevel now comes and helps the Karka work better and the Yerakos grow better in the Karka. So they're both working together to help to make the Yerakos grow. Mash Eikin in the Yibayis HaChamah says Taisvis, over there, want the ground is working by itself, and the Cham is working by itself. So since the Cham is working by itself to help the Yerakos grow, in a chanami, the Yerakos would only grow together with the karka, but we still view it as one gerim. We view it as a direct gerim of an asar anah by itself, creating and causing these Yerakos to grow, and therefore the kuli alma b'mayis hacham, it's going to be asar, even the man the omer that holds zev is a gerim mutter. The Marsha on Taisa says that if you look at the maskanas hasugi, where the Gemara comes out the maskana that Reb Yesi holds zev is a gerim mutter, the Gemara explains that Reb Yesi in our Mishnah says that it's asar. He's not going in his own shita; he's coming to explain. He's coming to ask on the Rabbanon, you Rabbanon that you hold, that Zev is a Gerim is Aser, why are you being mad to be Mayis HaKshamim? The Devrayim, the Rabbanon, that's the Gemara, comes out on the bottom of Memtesim and Aleph. And Rashi over there explains, where does Reb Yesi see, why does Reb Yesi assume that the Rabbanon holds Zev is a Gerim Aser? As Rashi explains, he sees it from the din of Mayis HaChamah. Why are the Rabbanon asking Mayis HaChamah? Says Reb Yesi, why are you asking Mayis HaChamah? Must be, you hold Zev Zeh Gerim Aser. Im Kain, ask Reb Yesi, the Devrayim the Rabbanon, who Adim Yimayis HaKshamim should also be Mutter. Should also be Aser. Because you hold Zev Zeh Gerim Aser. And the Gemara learns in Maskana that you say to the Rabbanon, is like what the Gemara says in Memchesim Abayis, the Rabbanon hold that Yimayis HaKshamim, Mashamash Biach Benevi, a Paikim B'Tzel. We don't look at it as Anah, since the Tzel is Paikim enough, it takes away from the Shvach that we get from the Zevel of the leaves. asked the Marshal that L'chayim we see from Rashi that he holds Bimaisa Chama is totally in the Shaila of Zeb Zeg Goyrim. That's how he's learning up Shan the Gemara over here. Asked the Marshal, L'chayim, this doesn't go with Taisvis. And says the Marshal, how would Taisvis learn this Gemara? He obviously can't learn like Rashi. Says the Marshal, Taisvis is going to have to learn this Gemara that when the Rabbi Yossi is saying the Devarim the Rabbanan is not from what he saw in our Mishnah. The Devarim the Rabbanan is what he saw in the other Mishnah. In the Gemara, the Mishnah that the Gemara brings over here, right about Big Sheikh Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah of Daf Mem Gimel, where there's a machlekes Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanan what you do with Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi says that you could grind it up and throw it into the Ruach. And the, or be matzal yam, and the Chachamim say no, we can't do that because we're scared that this dust of Avodah Zarah is going to become zevel somewhere else, and it's going to cause things to grow. And so from that, the Rabbi Yossi saw that upon old zevel zegarim zaser, and that's what says to Marshah is what Rabbi Yossi is coming to say the divrehem that Rabbanon over there. The Rabbanon er Mishnah like Lefi Taisus says to Marshah is not muchach because the din of Yimaisa Chama says Taisus is two different in yarem, and we don't have the din of zevel zegarim zaser in that case. The Ramban in Chedushim also asked in this Rashi. He also has the same problem as the Marshal has in Rashi. And he says that L'chay Rashi is negative at the beginning of the Gemara. In the beginning, assume that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegar Mutter. Assume that the Rabban holds Zev Zegar Mutter. And Afal Pi Kain, the Gemara understood how the Rashi works. He might say Chama, like Taisa speaks out. So they asked the Ramban, how could it be like what Rashi is saying? L'chay it's negative at the beginning of the Gemara. And he learns up Pshat in the Gemara, like the Marshal says, that the Devarim, the Rabbanan, is not the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, it's the Rabbanan that hold that you can't be Sheikh Gabbat Ezar of Ezar the Ruach. But if you look in the Ritva and the Ran, they both explain that in a Hanami, Rashi agrees to Taisus and the Rabbanan in the beginning of the Gemara. In the beginning of the Gemara assumed that the Pshat in the Rabbanan was because of Zev Zeg Goyim Mutter. That's the only reason the Gemara understood Pshat in the Rabbanan. So therefore, Behechrich, we have to say Taisis and the Rambanzi say that when there's two different inyanim, when they're not working together, we can't have the din of Zev Zeg Goyim. But says the Ritva, says the Ran, once we have a different Pshat in the Rabbanan, we can learn the Pshat in the Rabbanan is because of what the Gemara says, Mash Mash Biach B'Deviyah Poygim B'Tzel, that they don't consider B'Chlal HaNav Yimaisak Shaman. Then therefore we can, and the Pshat of Rabbi Yossi the Gemara comes out Lamaskana is because he's going with Devrayim that it's much better to learn that he's going with Devrayim in our Mishnah, and therefore we could go back to the Svara like Taisus assumed in his Kasha that even Meisacham is also telling in Zev Zeg Goyim. We're not Mukhrach anymore to say this Yisayid, and we would rather assume that that would also be Nichol in Zev Zeg Goyim, and then we could learn the Mishnah Kipshutei that Rabbi Yossi is going with Devrayim the Rabbanon in the Mishnah itself. And therefore says the Ritva and the Ran, the Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara is Chayzer from this Yisayid, Ein HaChanami, and the Havim, in the Gemara assumed like that. But in the Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara is Chayzer. Now in this Nekuda, we find L'chayra Taisus again, says this Yisayid again, with L'chayra, with more of a Hisafa. Taisus, in the Gemara later on, the Gemara further on brings, that Rabbi Yossi, that holds, the Gemara assumes holds, Zev Zegar Mutter, holds that when you naitea eggers, when you plant the eggers in the ground and it grows a tree from it, Rashi learns up the Gemara there. The halacha is that the tree is mutter, even though eggers shall arlo is aser ba'no. But the tree is still mutter because it's zev zeg goyim. The eggers wasn't goyim the tree to grow by itself. It's only together with the karka, together with the soil, the tree grew. So therefore, Rashi learns the Gemara that will be nichlal in the din of zev zeg goyim mutter. Taisvis. Taisus argues on Rashi. Taisus says that would not be considered Zev Zeg Goyim. He says because they're not working together. They're not Me'inyan Echot, says Taisus. The two Garim, the Karka and the Egers, are working in different points. They're not working together like Zevel and Karka. Zevel and Karka, the Zevel enhances the Karka and makes the Karka work better. It's working together with the Karka to make the thing grow. Over here, the Karka and the Egers are working as two different functions. The Egers is the zera that's going to go and become a tree. And the carcass, what's making it grow, there's two separate functions over here, says Taisus. And therefore, we wouldn't have the din of Zev Zeg Goyim, which is similar to the Svara Taisus is saying over here. It seems to be the same Svara. And the Ritva brings down this Taisus, and he brings a Raya, and Taisa Rosh also brings this Raya. He brings a Raya to this Taisus. He brings a Gemara in Chulan Daftan Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing the din of Zev Zeg Goyim, the din of Vlad Trefa. And the Gemara over there says that when you have a tarnagoyles that lays an egg, safna me'aro, it doesn't lay from a zachar, the egg has nothing to do with the zachar, it comes by itself, ayidebi mechamim itself in the karka, the halacha is that the egg is aser. And we don't consider it zevzeg goyim, the halacha is it's aser, even though when an egg comes from a zachar, that's not a trefa, the egg is mutter, but zevzeg goyim is mutter. But when it's safna me'aro, then it's considered that it's aser, it's only we don't consider it. It's not nichel in the heter of zev zev goyim. Says the Ritva. Why not? L'chayra, the egg is being created by the chicken together with the karka. Elamai says the Ritva is muchach like Tesis Yisoid, that we don't consider this zev zev goyim because the karka and the chicken are doing two different functions. The chicken's what making it grow, and the karka is just helping it be mechavim itself. It's doing a different function, and therefore it's not considered. It's not nichel in the heter of zev zev goyim. But the Ritva, even though he understood Taisus' svar before, Lagabi the did of Yimaisa Chama, even though he said the maskana of the Gemara was chayza from it, but he assumed over here that the Gemara would be going with such a svara. Avol Piki, and he argues with Taisus, and he says this is not considered two different inyanim, this is considered one inyan. Eggs and karka growing, they're both together working on the eggs to make it grow, that's considered one thing. And he says that we brought a riot from the Gemara and Chulun after Ches from Safna Me'ara. Over there says the Ritva, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The reason why the Gemara assumes over there's no Heter of Zev Zegarim is not because they're working on two different Inyanim. The reason is because we don't Bechlau look at Zekarka and such a Hechatipza as a Goyrim. It's just being Mechabim, the chicken. The chicken is the full Goyrim over here for the egg. And therefore it's a Chad Goyrim. It's not a Zev Zegarim, not because it's a different function, but because we don't look at Bechlau as the Karka as a Goyrim for the creation of this egg, but a Safta Me'ara. Now the Michas Baruch has a kutris in the back of a sefer Michas Baruch called Nachlas Baruch on the Yonim of Zev Zeg Goyrim and the Yonim of Gidulim. And in Simon Hay over there in Af Beis, he asks a kasha from a Gemara in the Dorim that Nunzayim of Beis. He says, if we take the step of Taisvis to say that even our Egers and Karka is also considered two in Yonim, this big chiddush of Taisvis, he asks that L'chayro, the Gemara that Nunzayim of Beis in the Dorim has a big machlokes Amaroyim, what's the halacha? If you plant a potato or something that's ein zarikol on the ground, then it gets bigger. The potato growth gets bigger. The Gemara is a nice, if the gedulim become usser, are the gedulim mutter? Will they mevatel the ikker? Could the gedulim come and be mevatel the ikker? And the Gemara is before over there that we're discussing even hechatimtzes of Yisurian no. Asks the Minchas Baruch that l'chayra, if we assume like Taisus that this doesn't have a din of Zev Zeg Goyrim, what would be the tzad b'chlal that it should be mutter? If we assume that this potato that gets bigger, we don't assume that the karka is being goyrim together with the potato for it to get bigger. We assume that it's two different in yadim, and therefore we don't have the het of Zev Zeg Goyrim. What would be the tzad b'chlal by Akapana by Yisuri Anah that what grows from it further should be mutter? L'chayu, it should be poshet. It's a chad goyrim. It should be poshet that it's aser. And therefore says the Nachas Baruch L'chayu, it would be very shver from Taisus to say this side of Taisus from the Gemara and the Dor. The Stipler in Simon Yud Ches. He says that L'chayu can be miyashiv, can be mechalik between Erei Chetimtza from the Chetimtza of Egoiz and the Chetimtza of a potato, of a Dover Shein Zarekol. He says, buy something at Zarekol that this Egoiz is going to now go and turn, it's going to become not an Egoiz and turn into a tree. He says, so then we can have a svara of Taisus. Taisus' svara is that the karka and the egoiz are working as two different functions because the karka is what's making, what's being piled on the egoiz for it to grow. And the egoiz is what's turning into a tree. It rots in the ground and turns into a tree. That's what's being nifal by the karka. So the karka is what's being piled the gidol, and the gidol is happening. The koyach hatzmicha and everything is in the egoiz, but the gidol is happening al yidei the egoiz. In the egoiz al yidei the karka. So therefore Taisus holds that they consider two different inyanim. Masha'egin says the stipler by a potato, by a Dover Shein Zarekol, where the potato remains, and it's making something grow onto it, something's growing more. Over there says the stipler, Taisus could agree that the karka and the ikker of the potato are working together to make the potato bigger. And therefore that will be considered a Zev Zegerim b'inyan echad, and therefore we can understand the man d'omer over there that it's mutter. But if you look in Taisus in the Dharm over there, in the Afton Zayim Abbez, in the Vermasel V'Hochi, Taisus seems to be bothered by the opposite question that the Nachlas Baruch was bothered by. He asks that L'chayro, what's the pshat that there's a man d'omer that says that it's usser? L'chayro, we should have the heter of Zev Zeg Goyrim. What's the pshat in the other tzad in the sugi? The tzad in the sugi seems to hold that the gedulim become usser. Ask Taisus, why should it be usser? Why doesn't it have the heter of Zev Zeg Goyrim? And Taisus over there brings down from the Ram, he brings a Teretz, that no, this is not considered Zev Zeg Goyrim. This would be called a Zev Zeg Goyrim Mishnei in Yonim. The karka and the potato are two different inyanim. Just like we find in the sugya of Chulin Daf Ches by Safta Me'ara, which was the Ritva's Raya, originally brought it as a Raya to Taisis Yisoid over here by Egois. And therefore says the Ram that it's not, the Taisis is cash over there, and the Dharma is not Shver, because over here we don't look at it as a Zev Zegarim, we look at it as two different Inyanim. And if you look over there, it's a little hard to read, it could be possibly a Torah Seif from there. He seems to be saying that the reason what, he then goes on and asks, what's Pshat, the man, the armor that holds that it's mutter? And he seems to be saying, as far as since the Goyrim is not, it doesn't remain but ends, this Arav in the Gidulim, that's a Svara that you shouldn't say Zev is a Goyrim. Sarach Bir over there, Ayin Shom. But Bechol Eifer, we see from Taisvis, he's not bothered by the Nachas Baruch's Kasha, he's asking the other, he's coming to explain the other man, the Omar, but he holds to the Svara of the Minchas Baruch, he holds to the Svara that if Taisvis assumes that by Egers it's Shnei and Yonim, who Adin, by Gidulim of a Dovish Ein Zarekala, and also as a din of Shnei and Yonim, not like the Svar of the Stipler, to be Mechalik between the two. Just to chazer over what we said over here in this Inyan of Zev Zegarim in two different Inyanim. We started off with Taisvis over here that was Baz, but even though the Gemara held that the Pshan there Arbonim could be Zev Zegarim, Mutter still in Bimaisa Chama, the Alach is going to be also since the Tzel that's created in Bimaisa Chama and the Karka that's being Megadol, the Tzmachim is two different Inyanim. There's no Hatz of Zev Zegarim. Zev Zegarim is only when the two Garim, we see them together, working together, then we could say that, no, since it's also a Garim of Hatz, it's not Kuli a Garim of Isser, the Alach is that it's Mutter. Mashenkin, when the Garim of Isser is working by itself, we have no right to do that. We have to look at it just the Garim of Isser here, and therefore we have to answer it, even the man, the Omer, Zev Zegarim Mutter. The Masha asks from Taisis al Khair, doesn't go with Rashi at the end of the Sugyo, and he explained that Taisis is going to have to learn the Gemara differently, that the Devrayim, they're Abanon, is not going back on our Mishnah like Rashi learned, because the Mishnah Lefi Taisis does not before that Zev Zegarim is Aser. It's going back on the Mishnah Mem Gimel where Rabban hold that it's Aser to be Zera to be Sheikh Gav and Zera Zera LeRuach. But said a problem that it's going to make Zevel, which that is Zev Zegarim. I said over that the Rabban also says like the Mashah and learns the Gemara like the Mashah. He also Machzik and Shitas Taisis and he assumes that even the Maskana this remains. The Ritva and the Ran explain Rashi. The Enochanami and the Mehavimita, the Gemara will assume like Taisvis. The Maskana, the Gemara, since the Gemara doesn't have any Hechrich anymore, the Gemara falls away from this, and the Gemara remains not like the Ramban and Taisvis din, and even in Shnei and Yonim, since Seif Dover, these are the two things together causing this thing to grow, causing the Yerachas to grow, the halacha is that there would be a Heter of Zev Zegurim. We said that Taisvis took this Chiddush a stage further and said that even by an egg is planted in Karka, also it would be considered as two different in Yonim. The Ritva brought a raya from a Gemara Chulin Daf Ches from the fact that a chicken that lays an egg that Safta Me'ara doesn't have the Heter of Zev Zegarim. The Ritva said that no, we can learn the Gemara differently there. We can learn that the Gemara doesn't view Bechlal the Karka as a Gairim, but Gabi making an egg. And we said over the Achreinim discussed, and Achas Baruch, the Stipe discussed the Sugya Nedarim. What's with the Darvish Ein Zarekala? Achas Baruch understood that this would be a steer to Taisvis, the man that holds over there that it's Mutter, and Behech the Heter has to do with Zev Zegarim. Mutter must be that even by Shnei and Yadim, even in this Hechat Timtso, we don't look at it as Shnei and Yadim, and we assume that it has the Heter of Zev Zegarim. The Stipe said you could be Machalik Beneim, that by Darvish Ein Zarekala, it's just being Nifal, by Darvish Zarekala, it's being Nifal. By the Karka, and therefore is viewed as a separate Indian. Mashain came in a Dovar, Shain Zarekola, where together the Karka is working together with the Dovar Shain Zarekola to make it bigger, that we would look as they're both being Gairim together, one thing. And we just brought down from Taisis in the Dharma. Taisis in the Dharma is being coming to explain the other man, the Omar, but Bechol Eifin, he assumes, like the Nachas Baruch, that says that. Even by Davish Ein Zarekala, we still look at it as two different inyan. Now the Gemara goes on to prove that Rabbi Yosi holds that Zev is Zegarim Mutter. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah in Arla. Rabbi Yosi Omer Noitin Yichur Shal Arla, Ve'ein Noitin Egei Shal Arla. That a person is permitted to go and plant a branch of Arla, since the Isra Anab Arla is only Chal on Peiris, not Chal on the wood of the tree. So I could plant the Yichur Shal Arla, but an Egei Shal Arla, which is a Peiri, then it's also to plant that. And the Gemara goes on to say, but Amar Rav Yudam Arav, that even though Rabbi Yosi holds you now, let it plant it, because it has a Torah's Arla, but Hamia, if you plant it, it's going to be Mutter. Nota, the Hivrich, the Hirkiv, Mutter. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, like Rav Yudam Arav. So the Gemara proves from here that Rabbi Yosi holds Zev Zegarim Mutter. Rashi learns that Nota, the Hivrich, the Hirkiv, is two different cases. One case of Nota, where you planted an Egesha Arla, and then when the tree comes up, as it did of Zev Zegarim Mutter, like we brought down from Rashi earlier on in the Shir. And Hivrich Vehirkiv is another case where I took one tree of that was in Bishnois Arla, and I put it together with another tree on Skena that was already past, already in its fifth, sixth year, was already past the years of Arla, and the halacha is that it's mutter. And Rashi brings out a pshat that not the behivrich veherkiv is one story, but I was niteya egeshar Arla, and it grew, and now the tree has isra anav Arla, and then I was mavrichit and was markivit together with a different tree, then the halacha says it's mutter. And Rashi asks in this pshat the lechayra, once I was niteya, it is already mutter. Why do I need to also be mavrich and markivit? Lechayra that the tea alone is evzeg gur. So we already discussed tesis and never masul she'im. Argues on Rashi, and he says that planting eggers in the ground is not zevzeg gur. He then goes on to ask Akasha on Rashi's, on the second chiluk of Rashi. Rashi learns that v'hivruch v'herkiv, I was mark of a tree together with a different tree. And Rashi is betzayin to a Gemara and Tzaita, that the din is yulada, a young tree that's still in the middle of the Shnei's Arla, shesivcha b'skena, and I mixed it together with the skena, and now there are fruits growing from both of the trees together. The halacha is that it's batal, it becomes batal, the yulada becomes batal to the skena, and therefore, the halacha is the peiros of mutter, miya. As Tysus asks on that, that's the din is true, but this has nothing to do with Zevzeh Goyrim. This has nothing to do with the heter of Zevzeh Goyrim. The reason why that's mutter is like Mashmag Aloshan Agamara that Rashi himself brings, is because it becomes bottle. It's bottle in the tree. This has nothing to do with the heter of Zevzeh Goyrim. And the Ramban is Maisif, another Kasha on Rashi, that Lechayra Hivrich is also Lechayra not a Zevzeh Goyrim. A hivrich just means that I took a tree itself and I put it into the ground to make it grow from another place in the ground. But the tree, I'm not putting two trees together. What does hivrich have to do with zevzeg goyim? So the Ran brings down all these kashas, and the Ran answers the Ramban's kasha. He's masber that every single time I take a tree that's already finished a shnei's arla, I'm mavrich it into the ground and it starts growing again. A branch from the tree I push down into the ground again, and it starts taking root in the ground. The halacha is that kol zman, we see it's still being yoinik from the original tree, it's not chalin in a new din arla, since it's being yoinik from the original tree, which is Adam Shnas Arla. Says the Ran, be'etzem, there's another makim yonika, it's also being yoinik new. And the reason why it doesn't have the teretz arla, says the Ran, is because of the din of zev zegarim mutter. But since there's two garmim here, and zev zegarim is mutter, that's why it doesn't go back into Shnas Arla. That's why the din of the metzias of hivrich also has to do with the sugya of zev zegarim. Now the Ran goes on, and he brings down Tosis's kasha. The kasha on Rashi that Lochayra, in the case of Harkava, in the case of Yolda Shesivcha Bezkena, where you mix the Yolda Bezkena, in a Chanami, it's true that such a case would be mutter, but the Heter says Tosis is not Midin Zevzeh Goyrim. The Heter is Midin Bitl Baroif. And the Ran comes to answer this kasha. The Ran says, the Ran's big Yisayit over here in the Sugya of Zevzeh Goyrim, the famous Ran, Reb Shibit Shkop, in Shar Yesher, in Shar Gimel, Perek Chavav, when he brings down this Ran, he says, you have to take a look in the Ran, Dvorim Niflaim in the Sugya of Zevzeh Goyrim. And the Ran comes along and he says his big Yisayit to answer Tesis Kasha, and he says, that Enechanami, Tesis is right, the Gemara is Vavur, it's Bidin Bittel. But he says, Aval Pikin, there's no Kasha on Rashi. Because Zevzeh Goyrim, says the Ran, is also Midin Bittel. Zevzeh Goyrim, the reason why Zevzeh Goyrim is Mutter is also Midin Bittel. And the Ran goes on to explain that even though Bittel, that we know of, always has to have a roiv. You always have to have two against one on kaponim. You always have to have more than the heter, has to be more than the issa to mevatel it. And the chayr over here, we have two trees, yalada shesivcha bezkena, and they're both equally, there's two garmim here. Zevzeh garmim always is two equal garmim. That doesn't say anywhere that the garmim of the heter has to be more than the garmim of the issa. So how can we say it's bidin bitl baroiv? Says the Ran that it's chaluk when the issa is already here, when we have an issa befaneinu, bisser be'en. Then, says the Ran, you need to have roiv. When it's only in a goyrim, then it's enough chad b'chad. A goyrim is more kal, and a goyrim it's enough chad b'chad to have the din bittel. To see what that means, the beer at varm, further a little further on, we'll see the beer of what the svar of the Ran is. V'hakaponim, that's the Ran says. And therefore, says the Ran, there's nothing shver on Rashi for the Gemara and Saita. In a chanami, it's midin bittel, but the Gemara's mechuvim, when it says bittel is midin, the heter of zevzeh goyrim, the heter of zevzeh goyrim is gufa midin bittel. And the Avni Meluim, in the end of Sefer Avni Meluim, the Avni Meluim has Shilos of Chuvis and Simon Vav, with Avni Meluim and Arasugya, and Simon Vav and Simon Zion is Marchav and Arasugya, and through all the Chuvis, he keeps bringing over and over this Ran, this Yisoid, that Zevzeh Goyrim is Midin Bittel. And the Avni Meluim says that L'choy Al Pidis Ran, we can be Mazber, a pshat in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chametz, it's in Taf Mem Hey, Sifkat and Hey says that Chametz doesn't have the heter of Zavizeg Goyrim. Chametz does not have the heter of Zavizeg Goyrim. And the Rabbi Muam says that Lefidus Rad, Lechayim, we can understand the Divrei Magen Avraham B'Pshitus. He says, which we know the klal, that by Chametz is not Batal Afilu B'Mashu. Chumra of Chametz doesn't have a Did Bittal Afilu B'Mashu. As Bemeil says to Avnei Muluim, Im Kain, it's Pashit, that they wouldn't have the Heter of Zev Zegarim, the Divrei Magen Avraham, Lechayim, B'Pshutim. If the whole Heter of Zev Zegarim is B'Din Bittal, and we're talking about Chametz, which is something that doesn't have a Terez Bittal, so Im Kain says the Magen Avraham, says the Avnei Muluim, it's Pashit that you won't have the Heter of Zev Zegarim by Chametz, just like you don't have the Din Bittal by Chametz. You can't have the din of Zev Zegarim. It's the whole din of Zev Zegarim is Bonoi. The oneness of Zev Zegarim is din bittel. And if there's no bittel, you can't have the head of Zev Zegarim. And he goes on the Fizet to explain the Pshan in a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Dorim in Parakei Alachav Tesvav. The Rambam over there says that the gedulim of something that you make a neder on are also usser. And the Ravid over there is Masig. And he asks that, L'chayr, why should it be like that? What happened to the head of Zev Zegarim? Why don't we have the head of Zev Zegarim? L'chayr, I planted it in the ground. I can have the heter of Zev Zegoyrim. The ground is helping the thing grow. So you look at the Kesef Mishnah over there, Ein Shom Bil Shoynei, but he seems to be saying that the reason is that the Dorm is more Chomer, because it's a Dover Sheish Matirin. Now we have to understand what the Kesef Mishnah means. What does he mean? Just because it's Dover Sheish Matirin, that's why it shouldn't have the heter of Zev Zegoyrim. Does he mean to say that it's just a Chumrah in the Dorm, and therefore it doesn't have the heter of Zev Zegoyrim? Says the Avnei Muluim that no, we can learn the Rambam, we can learn the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam Kipshutai. The reason why the Rambam holds that there's no heter of Zev Zegarim by the Dorim is because the whole Yisoid of Zev Zegarim is within bitter, like the Ran says. We could say that the Rambam holds like the Ran. And Im Kain says to Avnei Muluim, it's Pasha that since the din of the Dorim is that Dovah Sheish Matirim, like Gemara Zavur, and Dovah Sheish Matirim doesn't have the din bitter, that Batla Afilu Echa Be'elef. Im Kain, it's Pasha that you won't have the heter of Zev Zegarim by the Dorim. And therefore it says to Avnei Muluim that L'chayr will be Mavur in the Rambam, that he holds like the Ram, that the Yisoid of Zev Zegarim is Bidin Bittel. And he goes on, Al Derech Zeh, to answer Pshan the Gemara Psachim Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara Psachim Chav Zayin says that when I heat up a tanner with Atzei Hektish, the halacha is that the pas will be Aser, even though by regular Yisuri Anah, by Orla it's Mutter, by Hektish it's going to be Aser. And the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says that we can understand the difference because Hektish is more Chomer. Hektish is more Chomer because Hektish is not Bottle. Since we know that Hektish is not Bottle, so therefore says the Gemara, that's why it also doesn't have the Heter of Zev Zegoyer. Toisvis over there in the Gemara, Tevrei Masla Hektish, Toisvis over there in Pesachim Chav Zayin asks that L'chayra, the Gemara is very Shver, L'chayra Hektish, the reason why it's not Bottle is not because it's more Chomer than Arla. The reason why Hektish is Bottle is simply because you could be paid the Hektish. Hektish is a Dover Sheish Le Matirin. And you can be pointed, that's why it's not Bottle. Any Isser that Dover Sheish Matirin doesn't become Bottle. If Isser has a Heter, it's not Bottle, not because of the Chimera Isser, but just because it happens to be Dover Sheish Matirin. So how could the Gemara come along and say that Hektish is more Chomer than Arla, and therefore doesn't have the Heter of Zev Zegarim because it's not Bottle? Asks Taisis that the reason why it's not Bottle is not because it's more Chomer, it's because it's a Dover Sheish Matirin. And Taisis remains with the Kasha on the Gemara. Says the Avnei Muluim that the Divrei Aran, the Fida Avana of the Ran and Eretz Sugya in the lumness of why Zev Zegar is Mutter, Taisis Kasha doesn't have a Aschala, it's like Kasha Midi. Because the Gemara Gufa means to say this, the Gemara Gufa means to say that since Hektish is not Bottle because of Dover Sheish Matirin, but Seif Dover Hektish is not Bottle, therefore it's Mufka from having the Heter of Zev Zegarim. Because Zev Zegarim is within Bittle. The Gemara doesn't mean like Taisis understood that Hektish has a Chimer. Since we find it has a chaymer, therefore it also has a chaymer not to have the heter of Zev Zegarim. The Gemara is Gufa explaining the reason. The reason why Hektish doesn't have Zev Zegarim is Gufa because it's a Dovish Ishmatir and it doesn't have the Din Bittel. Now the Achreidim are bothered by a kasho on this Avnei Muluim that L'chayra Im Kain, if we assume that Lafida Ran, everything that doesn't have a parsha of Bittel will also not have the Din of Zev Zegarim, then L'chayra, what would be by Min Meminai? By Min Meminai, there are a lot of Amorayim that hold that Min Meminai is not Bottle. Rashi and Avodah Zarah is atzad to Paskin this way. A lot of Amoraim all this way. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. It's very shver to say that anytime we have a Zev Zegarim and Min Meminai, the halach is the feet of the Omer Min Meminai like Bottle, it's not going to have the Heter. It's not mashba like that all over Shas. So if you look at Reb Shimon and Shar Yosher and Shar Gimel, Perek Chavov, Reb Shimon is first explains the Ran. What's the pshat in the Ran? Why does the Ran say, why does the Ran understand that even though normally Bittul Baroiv needs to have a Roiv over here, by Zev is a Goyrim, the halacha is that even a Chad B'Chad will become Batul. And his Mazber, that over here, the Bittul that's going on is not in the Peiris that are grown from the garment. Shouldn't understand the Ran that when two garment make a Peiri, it's mixed in the Peiri, something from Isser, and it's mixed in something from Heter, and it's Batul on that. The Bittul says Rav Shimon, is in the Goyrim itself, in the Metzius of the Goyrim, in the Koyach Hatzmicha, which is the Goyrim of the Isser that's going to be creating the Chefzah that's going to be, that we're going to be down on it, if it's us or not, the Bittul is Bichal over there, in the Koyach HaGoyrim. And says Reb Shimon, it's not, it's the Bittul is Chal before the Isser comes into the world, before the thing that grows comes into the world, that's where the Bittul is. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, that's how we understand why you don't need a roiv. He says, because before the things this happen, before the things created, before the thing grows, before the peiri grows from the ground, and we're just looking at the goyrim, at the koyach, that the karka has to be goyrimit, over there says Reb Shimon, the heter is always heter. A goyrim, heter is heter. Masha'ekin, the isser is not yet isser. It will become isser when it grows. The goyrim over here is a koyach to make it usser, but it's not yet isser, and therefore, says Reb Shimon, the heter is much stronger than the isser. The heter is already heter. There's no chalois did heter. Everything is heter until it becomes usser. And therefore, the goyrim has already a Torah's heter on it. The goyrim of heter. Masha'ekin, the isser is only something that will become usser. Something that will become usser, says Reb Shimon, is much weaker clapping the heter, and therefore that thing becomes batel in the heter, even though there's no roiv. There's no roiv minion of heter over here. There's not more heter of than iser in kamus. But the ichos, the koyach of the heter, is much stronger than the iser. The koyach of iser is not yet also yet, therefore it's much weaker and becomes batel. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, it will be mistaver to say that even by chametz, even by things that don't have iser mashu, and therefore Reb Shimon says, who are they by Avodah Zarah, which Avodah Blum is mayruch about why in Avodah Zarah do we have the heter of Zev Zegerim, Luchari Avodah Zarah also is an Isser Mashu, and Avodah Blum is done, that maybe not everyone holds Avodah Zarah as Isser Mashu, only in certain cases. Says Reb Shimon, no, even by Avodah Zarah, where maybe we could assume it is an Isser Mashu, by Chametz, where Chametz is Isser Mashu, it's mistaver to say, says Reb Shimon, that just the fact that it can't become bottles, not a svara, even if you're Iran, they shouldn't have the heter of Zev Zegerim. Because the din iser mashu is only when you have the iser here, when you have avodah zarah, when I have chametz, not batel. But we're talking about before the iser is created. We're talking about the goyim of the iser. Who said over there there's a din that it can't become batel? Maybe before the iser is here, it could be batel. The only din of mashu is when I have a mashu of chametz. Chazal said, Chazal will machber to say, when I have a mashu of avodah zarah, Chazal will machber to say it shouldn't be batel. But kol zman that there's no iser here befaneinu. Says Reb Shimon, who said Bechlav is a din of mashu, and therefore will be mistaver to say, says the Ran, even in a hechatimtza, where there's even in a surah, don't have a din bittel, still there could be a heter of Zev Zegur. And therefore says Reb Shimon, who had to be mimimimimimimimimimimimimim, even though mimimimimimimimim, the halacha says, Amorim, hold, it's not bottle. That's only when the thing is here, when the thing is ben, then it's not bottle. But before the thing is here, we're just discussing a bittel in the garmim, in the koyach, hagoyim over here, then says Reb Shimon, even mimimimimim, it could be bottle. But Reb Shimon says that Al Kopane Megabi the Avim Luim's, what the Avim Luim says that we can learn a Pshat in the Rambam and Pshat in the Gemara Psachim Megabi the Din of Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. That says Reb Shimon that we could understand that the Din of Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin is just a svara that something shouldn't be bottle. Why should you make a bittel if it's anyhow going to become mutter later? Rashi and Beitza explains. So over there it says Reb Shimon. Over there we can understand that since the svara in this iser Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin, even before the iser comes by oil, there will be a svara to say that you don't say the heter of Zev Zegerim Lafi the Ran. So we can remain even the fear of Shimon that argues on Avdim Luim, and he holds that even things that have the iser mashu still can't don't become bottle, still could and don't become bottle, still could have a heter of Zev Zegerim. He could still remain with the Shtikl Torah that Avdim Luim says in the Gemara Psachim and the Shtikl Torah that the Avdim Luim said in the Rambam that since it's Darvash Sheish Matir in Lafi the Ran, it wouldn't have the heter of Zev Zegerim. Just to chazer over what we said over Shitas Rashi in the Sugya that the pshat over here, not the Hivrich Veherkiv, means that not that means that you planted it. Hivrich Veherkiv is a new case. And over there, there's also a heter of Zev Zegerim. And we said, Tesis argues, Tesis says that not the Hivrich Veherkiv means I planted and then I took that tree that I planted and then I was Mavrich and Herkiv, and only then is there a heter of Zev Zegerim. And we brought down Tesis asked on Rashi that Yodosh Sivcha Bizkeno L'Chayr is not Midin Zev Zagrim, it's a Midin Bittel. So we said over the Ran, that's Yashiv the Ramban's Kasha, about Hivrich, he said Hivrich is also a Zev Zagrim, since it's been Yodik from the new tree and the old tree, you also have to come onto the Heter of Zev Zagrim. And we said over the Yusayt of the Ran, to answer the Kasha of Taisis over here, that Ein Hanami, Yodosh Sivcha Bizkeno is Midin Bittel, Afal Pikein, that's not a steer with the Rashi, because what the Gemara means to say over there, Bittel means Zev Zagrim, even though it's Chad B'chad, also works B'din Bittel. We said over from Abdu'l-Bluim says, Apize, that Isurim that don't have a Din Bittel, Chometz, maybe possibly have a Dizara, he's Mayrich about, and any Darvashish Matirin, he says, Pshan the Ram, but a Darim, and who had the Gemara and Psachim by Hektish, which is Darvashish Matirin, does not have the Heter of Zev Zagrim. Only things that are Bittel, says Abdu'l-Bluim, the feet of Ran, will have a Heter of Zev Zagrim. And Shimon Shah Yosher is Chaylik, he's Mazbedit Bir, and Divrei Aran is, because the Isser is with the Bittel is not in the Guf HaDavar, but it's in the Goyrim that's going to make the Guf HaDavar, and therefore says to Shimon, that's the reason why Chad B'chad's Bittel, but the Isser is not yet here, so it's not as strong as the Heter that's being Menagadit, and therefore says to Shimon, it's Mustavar to say that in a Hanami, there are things that don't have a Bittel, but that's only the Makim where the Isser is already here. Because when the Isser is not here, then you'll still have this Bittel of Chad B'chad. Same way you don't need Raiv, why then you don't have the din that things that aren't bottle. Says Rav Shimon, Shegin and Dovah Sheish Matir, and that you could understand, even though Pizeh, that you wouldn't have the din bittle. You wouldn't, and therefore would not have the heter of Zev Zegurim. Now there's another nice over here in the Sugyo, that the halacha is Zev Zegurim is mutter. The shayla is, what's the din l'chatchilo? Could I l'chatchilo go and take the thing, take the Isra'na, and be mitzarfit together with another Gurim to create a new thing, and then go binana from the new thing? Is it mutter l'chatchilo? So Chayr to first and add Agamara over here in this case, Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein noitin egish al arlo. In a chanami, if you noitea it, but the ever the tree is going to be mutter. But lechatchil, you're not allowed to be noitea it." And Rashi over here in the very masal arlo, Rashi's masber. Hulkach egish isarano. The kabbis hani minei shachoyz v'nasil. You'd be nene from the isarano, says Rashi. And therefore, lechatchil, it's usher to go and plant the egish al arlo. Taisvis in the very masal ein noitin also speaks this out. He says it's pasher that even the man the omar. Zev said, go your mutter, it's still also to go with Ketchila and go and plant it. Now the Ramban, in the beginning of our sugya, the Ramban is this Kasha, the Ramban brings this Yesoyed, he brings this Raya from Ein Noitin Egris, and it's also Ketchila, and he asks, Im Kain, what's the Gemara's Raya for Rabbi Yossi? The Rabbi Yossi holds Zev said, go your mutter, from the fact that he holds that you're not allowed to plant your rockies under our Shei Rabbi Moshag Shamim. Ask the Ramban, maybe the oilam he holds Zev Zegurim Mutter, and if you plant it, the tree's mutter, your rock is a mutter. But lechatchila, you can't go and plant there. The same way you're not lechatchila, go and plant the egos in the ground, even though what's going to grow from it is going to be mutter. But afal pikein, lechatchila, you can't go and plant there. You can't go and plant it. So who didn't say the Ramban? Maybe that's all Rabbi Yossi is saying here in the Mishnah. Says the Ramban that the answer to this question is that the whole Issa L'chatchila is only there. But it will only go when be a daim. You take the Issa Ana and you go and you use it to go get out to Elis out of it. Masha Enkein in the Hechatibzer of Yesi, where I'm just planting and the Melod is going to be Zevel falling down from the tree, leaves falling down from the tree that's going to help and enhance the growing of my vegetables. That says says the Ramban. Is not that the Chazal weren't geizer on? They're only geizer when you be a daim taking the Isra Ana, like by eggers, where I take the eggers and plant it in the ground. Only over there Chazal were geizer. And the Ritva says, brings down very similar to this Ramban's Teretz, and he explains what did the Gemara Dachman Tesam and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Sadushan is Davla Bezevel Avedis Kechavim. The Halacha is the Gemara's of war that Lafidim and the Omar Zev Zegeir Mutter, you'll add a Lechatchila go and plant in that field. Even though there's going to be a Zev Zegoyrim from the Zevel of Avodah Zarah. Says the Ritva, the reason is because I didn't go and take the Zevel of Avodah Zarah and put it into my field. It was already there. I'm just going and planting. I'm not being a daim going, using the Isra Ana to go binana from it. And therefore, says the Ritva, over there also, even though it's usher to be Neteah, Ego is Lechatchila of Arla, Afal Pikin, you could go and plant in a Sadush and Zdavla of Avodah Zarah. The Ritva in Psachim, Daf Chavav and Beis, brings down Shem the Rajba, that a different Mahalach, he says, Alpi, Taisus and Psachim. Taisus and Psachim over there is going on a Gemara, if I have a Tanner, that I made the Tanner, a Tanner Chodosh, which means that I put the fire in the Tanner for the first time, that made the Tanner work, but you have to first heat up the Tanner for the first time to make the Tanner into a Tanner, if I take that Tanner and I heat it up, Ayidei, Yisurayana, Halacha is that tanner, anything that I'm going to make in that tanner, Bechor is being nigra by Yisuri Ano. Aval Pikein, the halacha is, V'man the Omar Zeb Zeh Gerim Mutter. If I take Atzei Heter, and I put it into that tanner, whatever I bake in that tanner, it's going to be Mutter, but it's Zeb Zeh Gerim. It's a tanner, which is Aser Ba'ano, since it was made a day Yisuri Ano. And new Atzei Heter that I'm putting in to heat up the tanner, so anything I bake in that tanner, the halacha is, it's going to be Mutter, but it's Zeb Zeh Gerim Mutter. And it's a war in the Gemara. The Chathchila, you could go and use this tanner. I have to just cool off the tanner from the first heating that was it was heated up with Yisuri Ano. And I reheat it with heter. I'm allowed to go and use this tanner L'chathchila. So Tosfos over there and Psachim Afchavavim Beis, the Ramasel Bein, is this Kasha. L'chayr we know that the whole din of Zev Zeh Gerim has only been the Eved, like we just finished saying from all the Rishayim. Ein noitin eger shal arli. Now L'chathchila go and make a Zev Zeh Gerim. So why over here as Tosfos can I L'chathchila take this tanner, which is Aser Ba'ano, and put in it Atzei Heter and bake pass in it? Taisa says the reason is because if we're going to come along and say that also to use this tanner, there's going to be a big hefset here. I'm going to have to throw this tanner in the garbage. And therefore says Taisa, it's b'di'evet. It's considered b'di'evet. That is considered b'di'evet. And therefore, we'll chathchila allowed to go and use this tanner because since it's a hefset of the tanner, that's considered b'di'evet. Says the Ritva, with Ritva B'sachim, Lefi Zeh, that would be Pshat and Aradin also. Why is Sadushin is Dabla of Zelovetsky Chavim? I could go plant there because how could you go? What are you going to come along and say? No, you can't plant the Chatchila that you're being mafshed the person's Sada. He's not going to have anything to do with this Sada. And the Chayruah did in our Mishnah. Mishnah also, these Yeraka is Bimaisak Shavim. If the Rabbi Yasi would hold Zevese Gayer Mutter, then we wouldn't be able to tell him you're not allowed to plant there. What do you mean I'm not allowed to plant there? You're telling a person he can't use his field that's being mafshed in his field, and that would all be considered Bidiyevin. That's how the Ritva explains our sugya, Peter Taisus over there in Psochem. Now the Ran also brings down this kasha of the Rabbi mentioned from the Rabban earlier, Pshat, why the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Yasi has to hold Zev Zeh Gerim Aser, maybe it's only Aser L'chatchila. And the Ran is Masber Pshat over here, and the Ran explains that it's only when you do it be Yadayim, and the Ran adds some words. The Ran adds some words, but explains why is it usher when you do it be a dayim. The Ran says the reason is because you're being mevatel is l'chatchila. The Ran, which we just spoke about earlier, is going with his shita, with his biggest side in the sugya of Zev Zeh Gerim, that the side of the heter is b'dim bittel. So says the Ran, very pashut, we know the klal. It's usher for someone to go take isser and mix it together with heter and be mevatel it. So Huadin says the Ran, it's usher be a dayim for anyone to go create a situation of Zev Zeh Gerim, because that's nichlal the din of a mevatel and isser l'chatchila seems to be from the Lashon Ran. So the Ran is going with the Ramban's chilek, but he says he adds a lumbus to it because gebonei on his yisai that he has. That the state of Zev Zeh Gerim Mutter is Bidin Bittel. Now the Abdim Luim in Tshuva Vav over there asks that L'chayre, if the Ran assumes that the state why it's Aser to make a Zev Zeh Gerim L'chatchila is Al Tzedid of Im Mevatan Is L'chatchila, so Im Kain, we're going to get stuck with Akasha. Taisus in Psachim Bav Chavav is Maz, we just finished saying, is Maz, but the reason why you're allowed to use a Tanner Chadosh. Why Tanner Chadosh is Yutzan, even though the Tanner is Aser Ba'ano was made Ide Yisuri Ano. And why am I allowed to go reheat it together with Atzei Heter and make pass? It's because it's Chashev B'di'evet. Since it's B'di'evet, Allah is and it's Mutter. Asks the Avdi Meluim, this is a nice Heter if we learn that the Stam a new Isser of Zev Zeh Gerim, Isser L'chatchila of Zev Zeh Gerim. But if we say that Isser is Midin Eim Avatel Isser L'chatchila, Says the Abdim Luim, there's no such heter of hefsid. If someone has a taruvis, a big taruvis of Isser and heter together, and all the heter is being nifsad, he's still not allowed to go and add heter on to be mevatel the Isser. Even though he has a hefsid, it's chashuv kidiyeved. Aval pikein the din of ein mevatel Isser l'chatchila does not have a heter, but makom hefsid. So if the yisoid of the Isser of Zev Zeh Gerim is midin, we can't have the heter of Taisus. We can't say that a hefsid is chashuv b'di'evet, because we see clearly that there's no heter of hefsid in the isser of ein mevatel isser l'chatchila. So if you look in the Imri Bina and Hilchos Basav Acholov and Simon Vav, he says that behechrich we can't take this ran literally. We can't learn this ran means that it's mamish nichlal in the din of ein mevatel isser l'chatchila. This is not a regular bittel, it's not the regular pashta bittel, and it's not nichol at the karnel of chachamim of eim evatel isser l'chatchila. He says it's mukhrich like that, because the halacha is, if someone's a vatel isser l'chatchila, if someone goes be a dayim and is a vatel isser, the halacha is, but the evin, it remains usser. There's a knas, and it remains usser. or in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi Tes, the halacha is that someone that's mevatel iser v'chatchila, the iser, the it remains aser and it's mevor, but the sugya of zevaz agurim is not like that. If, even though it's aser to make a zevaz agurim im avar v'nota, the halacha is it's mutter. Why is it mutter? I the man the omer im mevatel iser v'chatchila, the halacha is if you avar bitloy, the halacha is it remains aser. So therefore says the im rebita behechrich. The Rav is using a borrowed term. Maybe ain't the same Isser, but doesn't have the chaymer of the Isser of Eim Abat Isser Chatkilo, and therefore we can understand that B'makam Hefsid, it's possible that it's going to be Mutter. Now, Reb Shimon and Shar Yosher over there in Shar Gimel, Parakhav Vav, is this Kasha. He says that L'chayro, it's before in the Rishayim, in the Lashon Aran, L'chayro in the Ramban, also that we brought down that it's Dafka Gzeiru, the Ramban, when you over it be a dime, it's before that when some this halacha that you can't go and make a Zev Zakarim L'chatkilo, is a chayra, a rabbanon deke iser, a rabbanon deke chumra. The Rad says it's bidin eim avatan iser l'chatchila. The Rabban sounds like it's a new gzeira, but it sounds like mi'ikra din. There's no such problem. There's no iser to go mi'ikra din and do it. As for Shimon l'chayra, why not? What? I'm taking something that's aser b'anah, and I'm going being netted from it. I'm taking a eggers of iser anah, and I'm going using it for my own anah. That's a chayra being netted straight from iser anah. Why would that not be aser l'chatchila? So Reb Shimon says a Yisoid. He says that we see from here that the Anach is not true. A person can go and derive Anach from Yisuri Anach as long as the Anach that he's Neutel is B'derech Heter. That Anach that he took, that he's going to take L'mais is B'derech Heter. For example, in Arei Chatimtso, where he's going to take the Egesh Al Arla and plant a tree, that tree is Zev Zegar Mutter. So as long as Ayidei, whatever his actions, he was able to make that this thing, the hanah that he's going to end up taking is mutter. There's no isser l'chatchila to go and do that. Isser l'chatchila being nana is only being nana, being neitel hanah, ba'if and aser. If I'm going to be able to take hanah, ba'if and heter, where it's not going to have the isser of the tilos hanah over here, says Reb Shimon, there's no problem, there's no such isser l'chatchila. And he brings a raya from a sugya in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, that it's before over there, that if chazus is lab milsi, when I'm going, I'm tzevea begin, if chazus is lab milsi, doesn't have a din of a be'en of a isser, the halacha is that l'chatchila, I could go and use these berries of arla to go be tzevea beged. If you look at Kravitz Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan, Baba Kama, is kufnun, is his kasha in this. How could it be a tzad, I could go l'chatchila and go be tzevea beged and go make my beged better? Ayidei Yisuri Anah, that's mamash being netim Yisuri Anah. Says Rabbi Shimon, no. The answer is, Taisis, he brings it from Taisis over there, Baba Kama, Kuf Aleph. And the Ramascha Beloy Taisus Teichvarv is before a Kapanam Atzad that if Chazus is lab milsi, he lechatchila could go and do it. He says the Yisoid is because when I'm going to go afterwards and be nana from this Hanah, from this Tzeba, it's lab milsi, and therefore I'm letting lechatchila go and do it. As long as by Seif Dover I'm not going to have a Natila Asura, it's more to lechatchila to do it. And Mele says the Shar says Reb Shimon, that's the reason why the Ran. They have to come out to new reasons why it's also l'chatchila to go and make a situation of zev zegayim, because the etzem fact that using the isur anah is not usur, it's not usur between the isur anah, but the tilos anah is going to be the ma'aseh and oifen heter. And he speaks out even Rashi's mashba that's usur banah. Rashi's mashba is a simple isur anah. He says the pshat Rashi have to say is because Rashi holds that zev zegayim is usur to have anah l'chatchila. So in a chanami, after I made the tree, I can now use the tree, but l'chatchila to go have anah from the tree is aser. There is a l'chatchila to go be netted from the tree. It's only after I made the tree, it's kosher b'ni evid. So l'chatchila, when I want to look at it, when I want to plant it, I can't go and plant it because by planting it, I'm causing myself to have a l'kichas anah, which l'chatchila I'm not supposed to do. So therefore, there's an iser anah, it's l'chatchila of zev zegayim. Other rishonim hold that even l'chatchila, Zev Zegarim is Mutter Gomer, there's no problem with Chatchila, and therefore they have to come out to new reasons to explain why it's Asa L'Chatchila. So to make a Sikkum, we were discussing the din of Zev Zegarim. We know the man the Shari, it's Mutter B'di Eved. What's the din of Chatchila? So the Rishayim will bring a Raya, Rashi, and Taisa speak it out. That's Asa L'Chatchila to be Neitea Egeis, even though B'di Eved, Rabbi Yossi holds a tree, is Mutter, it's Asa L'Chatchila to go and plant it. The Ramban was Iskasha in our Mishnah, the Ritva, and Iskasha, why, how did our Gemara see from Rabbi Yossi, from the Isser, to plant the Mesek Shavim, how did Gemara see from there that Zerah Zagarim is Mutter, is Aser, maybe it's because of the Isser L'chatchila? And they speak out that no, there's no Isser L'chatchila over there, since it's not B'yadayim, the Isser L'chatchila is only when it's B'yadayim, and the Ritva explained who I did the Gemara later on, by Sadash and his Davlo, also over there, it's the Isser is only B'yadayim. We said another Mahalach from the Ritva and Pesachim Daf Chavav, Apitosis and Pesachim there, that the din, that something is also l'chatchila, the makam is a hefsid, when I'm going to have a hefsid on something, that's considered already b'di'evet, and therefore a tanner is mutter l'chatchila to go use it, because not using a tanner is considered a hefsid, and therefore says the Ritva, who had an arsug, if I have a sadeh that I'm not going to be able to use, that's going to be considered a hefsid, and therefore l'chatchila I could go and plant there. He said that the Ran seems to be mavur that this is l'chatchila to Yishayim say akapanim when it's b'yadayim you go and do it, which is asa l'chatchila to go and make yisrael. No, it's b'din the din of eim avatzon isa l'chatchila, which was shitasa, since he holds the din of zev zegerim is altspital, so there's a din of eim avatzon isa l'chatchila, and Amdi Muam went on to ask, and he's mayrich to try to find the psaheter in the din of eim avatzon isa l'chatchila l'chayra, and they chetipza of tanner. Nechatibzav Tana, which tastes of Sachem, is Mazvid, Yisoid of the Heter, is because of Hefsid. If the Ran learns that it's Yisoid of the Isil Chatchila to make his Hefsid Gurim, is Bidin. Eimavatan Isil Chatchila, Lechaira, we don't find the Heter, we know that there's no Heter of Hefsid by Eimavatan Isil Chatchila. And therefore, says the Ran, that says the Abdim Luam, the feet of Ran, it's going to be Kasha Ma'oi to explain why you let it go and use that Tana Lechatchila. So he said over from the Imri Bina that the Imri Bina argues on Avdi Blum, and he says that the Ram, when he says that the Yisrael of Isra L'chatchila is Eim Avatan Isra L'chatchila, he doesn't mean that it's Nicha on the regular Gzeir of Eim Avatan Isra L'chatchila, maybe it's Me'im that din, but it can't be from that din, because if it would be that din, Allah is that it would be Asr even with the Eved, but someone's Avar Bittel, something that Allah is, it's Asr with the Eved, and we know by Zev Zagurim it's not the case, and therefore it must be it's more of a Kaldik Isra, and therefore it's very simple, he could go with Tasis Teretz, that B'makam Hefsid, we look at it like with the Eved. We said over a big yisayf for Reb Shimon that the reason why when I take an Isra Anon, I plant it in the ground and I create a matzav of Zev Zeh Goyim, why that halacha is, we don't look at that as being nene l'chatchila from Yisrael Anon, is because since the Tilas Anon l'maisa is b'makam heter, I'm letting l'chatchila go and take an Isra Anon and turn it into a matzav where I'm going to be able to have a Tilas Anon of heter, as long as the safe pasuk and the Tila, the poil is going to be a heter because it's going to be the Maisa, but the Eved of Zev Zeh Goyrim. So then there's no Issa L'chatchila. That's not called being Nen of Yisuri Anah, but Ifana Aser. And he's Mechiach this from Taisis of Baba Kama Kuf Aleph, which is before that if Chazuzah La Milsi, upon his one side in the Gemara, you would be able to L'chatchila go and be Tzeveh, your Beged, with Arla, to even though there's L'chatchila going and I'm having been nene from the Arla by using it to be tzevei my beged. Afal pikein halacha is that it's mutter since the safe pasuk the tilas anah is going to be ba'ifen chazusa la milsi. So therefore, it's mutter lechatchila to do. He said Rabbi Chanan in Kavod Shimon says kasha with this kasha, but that's what Shimon's yisayi to be miyashavit. Taisvis over here, I'm testament aleph in the Ramaschal she'im nata the second the Ramaschal Taisvis says. That we know the halacha is that like, Gdulei Tevel or Maisa Sheni is Chulin. Gdulei Chum has a special Nuchaymer, but Gdulei Tevel, Gdulei Meiser, and it's Mashba, Gdulei Chum, Ikra Din would also be the Chulin. Chayr as Tasis, the Chayr of the Heretz Mavur, that a Gdulei of the Egois, the halacha is, it's Aser, a part of the Mother Zev Zagurim Aser, it's Zichar Aser. The whole Tzad the Heter is because it's another Gurim, but it's a word that the regular Gedulim of the Egois, the halacha is Aser. Why is it chaluk the gidulim something that's nigra my day is suri anah as something of egois and tevel or maaser sheni? So Taisus says that biggest side that the din of that something that's nigram, something that's a skadal, something that's nigram is only by suri anah, by suri achila. There's no such a klal by suri achila. You can't ask the gidulim. The isra achila is only on the thing itself. Something that's nigram from isra achila doesn't have the isra achila. Only something that's nigram from suri anah. Also says this Yisrael that the whole Yisr of Goyrim, that we see in our Sugya, that Makul Yama Kaparman will be Char Goyrim, the halacha is that something is Nigram from Yisr Anah, is also Aser, is only by Yisr Anah, by Yisr Achila, we don't have this cloud. So the stipler Kilis Yaakov at Sibud Yates says, "Elchayra Yesh La'ayim." What's the pshan in this tesis? What's the svar of this tesis? So he says, "Elchayra Yesh Lachkar." In this step, when something nigra by Yisuri Anod Aloch is, it becomes aser. Is the pshat is this? It's just a hecha tipsa. When I'm nana from this thing that was made by Yisuri Anod, that's a hecha tipsa being nana from the gufa dover that was aser banah. From the original thing, it's aser banah. Or the pshat is that no, when something's created by Yisuri Anod, that itself becomes aser banah. So says the stipler Elchayra. In this tesis, l'chayru, it would seem like the first tzad. If you're the first tzad, we can understand this tesis very simply. That if the yisayid of the isra is because I day going and being nene from the thing that was created by the isra, not, that means I'm now during being nene from the thing that made it. Without the thing that made it, I can't have this thing here. So therefore, I'm being nene from the isra, not. So then that's only a pasha that would only apply by isra, not. By isra achila, you can't tell me it's like I'm eating the isra thing. I can be netted from something indirectly, but you can't eat. The only way to eat something is to eat the thing itself. So the Felix Sanz's disciple will be very moved on Taisis' side. But the disciple says it's not Mukhrach. B'chayr, we can understand it on the other side also. We can understand Taisis even on the Tzad, that we would assume that the Isra Anna that creates another Chavit, that Chavit itself becomes Asr Ba'Anna, it could be that that Svar only applies by something that's Asr Ba'Anna. And something that's Asr Ba'Anna, anything that it creates also is Asr Ba'Anna. Mashaykin the Isra Achilo, says the stipe, we can understand more, just the mamashus of the thing that's Asr Ba'Achilo. Hana is a more of an open thing, it can't be netted from the thing. Achilo means that this piece of chazer, I can't eat chazer. Something that chazer creates, labdafka, is going to be Asr to eat. The eating is only the thing itself. Mashaykin Hana, it's more we can understand, it could create other Isuri Hana also. Now, the Achreidim, on his kasha, the stipler asks this, Reb Shimon speaks about it also in Shar Yosha over there in Shar Gimel Parak Chavav, that L'chayra, it's a first in our Gemara, not like this. The Gemara over here says that Sar Shal Chulin, Vishal Truma, Shanav L'Secha Isa, and the Gemara has a Chatipza over here where you have two Sa'ars, one of Chulin and one of Truma. And it's before in the Sugya that Talian Zev is a Gairim. Now Sar Shal Truma, Truma is Isra Achila, Kimavur B'Taisis. Taisis itself says that Truma doesn't have the Isra of Nigram. So how could over here the Gemara come along and bring the Indian of Sar Shal Chulin and Sar Shal Truma in the Sugya of Zev is a Gairim? So says the Stipler, and Shimon speaks out the same thing, that Pasha, this Kash is not Shver. Taisis was discussing when is there an Isra of Gairim. Nothing to do with the sugi of Zev is that Gairim. Taisa was explaining when is there an Isra of Gairim. Taisa says an Isra Achila is no Isra of Gairim. Says the stipler over here by Sarshal Shul and Sarshal Truma, the reason why the Isra becomes Asr is not because of the din that something was Nigram from Yisuri Anna. The reason why it's Asr is because it's Taruvus of Truma mixed into the Isra. So what does it have to do with the din of Zev is that Gairim? It's only a side sushtal the Gemara is making, not the Isra of Gairim of Isra Anna. The reason why it's Asr is because of Taruvus. The etzem, this Taruvus should become bottled. There's a din of Naim, there's a din of Chimutz, that since it's Pulasi Nikaris V'Seicha Isa, it doesn't become bottled. Now we have to dan, is this Sa'ar Pulasi Nikaris V'Seicha Isa or not? So that's totally in the lumness of Zev Zagarim, since it only made the Chimutz with a Gairim Shal Heter. So do we look at this Poyal Yaitza that came out of it, this Chimutz that came out of it, do we look at it that it was Mitoich L'Isser? Or do we still say no, that since it was Nigram by Heter and Isser, this Chimutz, we don't look at it as a Chimutz Shal Isser, and therefore we don't look at it as Pulasi Nikaris Mitoich L'Issa. But it's just a Tzushtel in this Indian of Zev Zagarim, that you say that Isser over here is Pashut because it is Truma mixed into the Issa. And therefore says the stipler, a Pasha that's not a Stira to Taisis is Sugya. Now there's another Kasha. The stipler in the next Simon Simachot brings from the Nachas Baruch and Simon Zion. He asked that the Chayetz first, and we had brought that earlier of Sugyovs of in Chulon Unches, that there's an Isser, there's a Sugyov Zebazagurim by a Vlad Trefa. There's a Sugyov Vabad when a Trefa gives birth to a child, if you hold Zebazagurim Osir, if the mother's a Trefa, the Vlad has an Isser of Yetzim and a Trefa. And the Chayra in Cain, it's before Klar that there's an Isser Gurim even by Suri Achiva. So Stipler speaks out. He says, it's Pashat, even the Nachas Baruch, it seems to be bothered by this Kasha. He says, he's not going to hold that you can't be Gurim, that anything that's Asa B'Achila, if it's Gurim something, it becomes Asa B'Achila. It's before Shinshat in Kama Gemara that you could use Dam, even though Dam's Asa B'Achila, to be Mezavel your field. You're not going to say the Yerokas that grow from there are going to have the Isra Achila of Dam. He says it's Pashat that the only time where Shaykh, even for the Nachas Baruch, to ask this Kasha is only when it's a Yotze. when something came out of it, it's a yoytze from the davar aser b'achila, then there's halacha that it should be aser. And the Stipe therefore says that the iser yoytze is only by bali chayim. It's not said all over. If someone squeezes peiris and juice comes out from those peiris, it's not aser. There's a din, yayin and shemen have a din peiri atzmoi. But yoytze mit peiris, anything that comes out of peiris is not aser. It's dafka b'nug zeris akosev by bali chayim. Tastes as it's not even by fish, you don't have the iser yoytze. It's because under a special din by bali chayim that they have a din yoytze. So they have a din yoytze, and therefore the Gemara holds that din yoytze is also telling zevzeh goyrim. If you have two goyrim, is this considered a yoytze or not? It's also telling the sugi of zevzeh goyrim. Mashaikin in a regular iser achila, which doesn't have iser yoytze, anything that comes out from it, and for sure something gets nigram by it, says the stipe is pashit that it's mutter, and a pashit that tastes as far as pashit that a goyrim of iser achila doesn't become aser b'achila. Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings Shitas Rab Lezer, that when you have a pass that was nefe in a tanner with Eitzim of Isuri Hamno, the halacha is a pass is usr, even if it's Arab and other passes, they all become usr. But Rab Lezer says, that you could take the money, the shavius over here, and throw it into the Yama Melech. Amruloi Lecham answer back, ain't pinyin avayda zicham. There's no pinyin avayda zara. It's a mishnah on a mebeiz, a memtes a mebeiz, machlekes, Rabbi Lezer the Chacham, if there's a heter of Yehi Lechano, Yam HaMelech. It's Rashi, and the Ramasal, off of Bayez HaPas. Rashi speaks out, the Rabbi Lezer, a pas asur, the Rabbi Lezer, actually Yehi Lechani, demei eats him the Issel Yam HaMelech. The amount of money that you have to be Melech Yam HaMelech is the amount of money that the wood's worth, not the shavis of the whole pass. It's the amount of money that you used by the wood, of the wood of the Avodah Zarah that you used to be Eifes HaPas. Taisvis and Devar Amatzchel Yoylech Hano is argues and he says that no, if he Rashi, you should be able to be matter even when the pass is alone. He says that no, that's before it's only a heter b'tar ruvus, and the reason is because you have to be Meilech the whole Demeya pass, so when it's be'en it wouldn't apply. You could just throw out the pass for the same price. But you would have to, the heter only says Taisvis when you Meilech the Hano of the whole pass. It's not enough that you Meilech just the Demeya eats it. The Rishonim bring that the Rif and the Rambam also a mavur like Taisvus that you have to be meilich the demei of the whole pass to the Yam HaMelech. It's not enough for the demei of the Eitzim. So if you look in the Chedushei Aran, not the Ran in the back but on the Rif, there's a Chedushei Aran. The Ran over there explains that the Chayra, the Hezber of the Machlekes of Rashi and these Rishonim and the Taisvus and the Rambam and the Rif is how do we look at something as Nigram from the Atzei Isser? Rashi looks at it as a Taruvis. That since there's a certain amount of shavis of Eitzim I have here that caused this bread to happen, so that the amount of shavis of Eitzim is this Ariv, this Hanoh that I had from the Eitzim, which is a certain amount of shavis of the Eitzim that I had enough in my past, that's how much I have to be Yedek Hanoh Yam HaMelech. That it's only a Taruvis, and therefore I only have to be Yedek that amount. But Shaykh another Rishonim hold it. No, that once I made this Pasai, they Eitzim, the Loch is that the whole Pas we look at as a Dabar Aser. We don't look at it just a taruvus of iser mixed in. But the Ran goes on, and this is the Ran in the Chedush in the back of the Rif also goes and says this svara. He says that no, it's not muchach. We could say that the Rif and the Rambam they hold who are did they hold the Olam that it's only a taruvus iser just like Rashi. We have a certain amount of anah in this pas that I have from the Eitz, and that's what's awesome. But Afal Pikein, they hold, it doesn't help Yehi Lechano Yam HaMelech HaMet. And he explains that the reason is, this halacha is that by Yayin B'Yayin, when we mix Yayin B'Yayin, the halacha is that even though we pass it like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to sell it, there's a heter of being selling Chutz Midmei Isser Shaboy, that's only by Chavius B'Chavius, where they're not all mixed together into one big mixture. Asheikim B'Yayin B'Yayin, where everything's mixed into one big mixture, and the whole thing is now usher to eat, usher to have enough from, it's mixed together with Yayin. It's not just a suffix, which one is usher. The whole thing is now mixed together. The whole thing becomes now, midin taruv is usher to have enough from it. The halacha is that we don't have the heter of, you can't sell to a goy, chutz midmei yayin esr shaboy. So right now, it's this Arab and the whole thing. And they hold, the Rishonim says to Ran, that Reb Lezer is not any more kal than Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel is a better heter. And therefore, they hold it the same way by a taruvis of yayin b'yayin. The halacha doesn't help Yehi Lechano Yam HaMelech. Who I did in this pass, it's a taruvis in this whole pass of the May Eitzim, and therefore it wouldn't help the Yehi Lechano the Yam HaMelech. only in a chetipsa where it's mixed with other pasim, then I can take the hanah of the whole pasim, imoylech liyam amelech, imato the other pasim, just like there's a heter of chavis b'chavis. Now the Baal Amar comes and argues on the riff, and the Chayra, he understands the riff like this Ran. And he says that Reb Lezer's a new heter, Reb Lezer's a whole new heter, and he says that Reb Lezer's heter is even Bayayin Bayayin. He says Reb Lezer's heter is not Miyuchad Dafka V'chavis V'chavis. Reb Lezer's heter can even be Bayayin Bayayin. Even though Reb Shimon Gamliel's heter is not Bayayin Bayayin, because the lumness of Reb Lezer's heter is a din pidyon. We look at it as a pidyon, and since we look at it as a pidyon, so therefore says the Baal Amar, so I'm making what's in this Taruvus, I'm being matter this Taruvus, we consider it that I'm not being netted from this Chedek and the Taruvus. And therefore says the Baal Amar, it's much more kalor of Shimon Gamliel's Heter, since the lumness over here is bidin pidyon. If you look in there, and if you look in the Baal Amar in his own Shita, Chayyid Shita say, he holds also that Dafka by Avodah Zarah, where Avodah Zarah upon him is nitfas pidyayne, even though by Avodah Zarah it doesn't go out, you can't be paid by the Zara. But with the Rabbanon, we're being makel over here, since Avodah Zarah, like upon him, is Nitzas Pidyayna, we can be makel to look at this as like a pidyon. And therefore, the Rabbal Amar, and his sheet holds, is Tafka Avodah Zarah, V'chein Das HaRosh. The Rosh also holds that both of these sheets are the Rabbal Amar. He holds that it's mutter to go and give the Demeya Itzim, like Rashi, because I'm being paid there. I'm being paid to the Itzim. I'm being paid to the Demeya Itzim, and Mela, the whole thing is becoming mutter ba'ano. And Mela, who had in the Rosh, holds also this sheet that Tafka by Avodah Zarah. But the Ramban of Chamas is Chodek, and he says that no, the lumbus over here is not midin pidyon. Ain't pidyon avodah zarah. Rabbi doesn't mean to say midin pidyon. Rabbi just holds that it's a way that we look at it that I'm not being nene, and therefore says the Ramban, the same way that Shimon Gamliel is not going to be mutter bayayin bayayin abaya taruvis, and therefore doesn't work may eitzim. Who had dinner of blessed doesn't work may eitzim. If you look at the Machan Ephraim says another svara why maybe the Baal Amar's lumbus shouldn't work, why the Rif might not hold it about Mars Lumbus, different than the Ramban. He says, the Rachar Fraim in Hilchos Machos Asuras Perek Tzayin Halacha Chof is Masber, that the Pidyon Chayra can only work on something that's Be'en. Chayra, once the thing's not here anymore, you can't be Paidit. So he says, the Demeya Eitzim that's in this past, that's answering this past, there's nothing here to be Paidit. I can't take the Eitzim and Paidit them anymore. They're not Ba'ilam. So therefore says the Baal Amar, in a Chanami, there might be a Lumbus of Pidyon, but I can only be Paidit a whole past. I can't be Paidit a Demeya Eitzim in the past, MMA will be matter the past. The Demeya Eitzim, the Eitzim is not something that's Be'en anymore. And therefore, Pidyon can only work on the past alone. So therefore says the Balchan Ephraim, even if we assume that the Rif and the Rambam and Taisvis I'll learn like the Baal Amar that the lumbness over here is with the pidyon, not like the Ramban. Still, it's possible they can argue and still say that it doesn't apply the pidyon only on the pas itself and not on the demay etzim that's this arif in the pas, since it's not be'en.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.